to this RN News. I'm Jason Walker. Forecasters say Hurricane Beryl has the makings of a deadly storm. It's approaching the southeastern part of the Caribbean as a powerful Category 4 and expected to make landfall in the Windward Islands Monday morning. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We're most concerned about areas from St. Vincent and the Grenadines south to Grenada, where we could see the core of that Category 4 hurricane move through. When you get to Category 4 strength, you can see things like total roof damage, roofs lifted off of homes, exterior wall collapse, trees uprooted, significant damage, and a complete destruction of power lines and other infrastructure.
President Biden has been meeting with family members and also members of his staff over the weekend. Latest word, he still plans on running for re-election. Also at SRNnews.com, political writer Ben Domenech says the Democrat Party power brokers have good cause to be angry with the mainstream media for downplaying the truth about Biden's declining health, a strategy that, of course, backfired during Thursday's debate.
Because if they had gotten an honest depiction of his quality of health, his quality of mind, then they never would have allowed him to get this far along in the process. They would have stood up and said, no, it's time for Joe to step away a year ago. And that's something that didn't happen because the media lied.
Canada's second largest airline canceling an additional 800 flights today, affecting thousands of passengers as an unexpected strike by WestJet mechanics entering its third day. Some 700 workers walked off the job Friday night, despite a directive for binding arbitration from the federal labor minister. That strike during the Canada Day long weekend. This is SRN News. Well, TikTok goes all in on transgenderism.
The giant social media platform has permanently banned ads for the sports apparel company XXXY Athletics. That's because the firm advocates to keep men out of women's sports, and TikTok says that message is offensive and constitutes a violation of the platform's community standards. A growing number of social media platforms are embracing the LGBT agenda and censoring any opposition to it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked Michigan's 24-hour waiting period for abortions and some other abortion-related provisions. The judge says they conflict with the 2022 voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that guarantees access to abortion. Judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a licensed physician can perform an abortion. This is SRN News. Traffic fatalities are down.
Fatalities declined about 3% in the first quarter, according to preliminary data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's the eighth straight quarterly decline in traffic fatalities. The NHTSA estimates that fatalities decreased in 30 states and Puerto Rico in the first quarter, while increases projected in 19 states and the District of Columbia compared with the same period a year ago. One state remained unchanged. John Scott reported.
There were some scary moments Saturday at American Family Field in Milwaukee following the Brewers-Chicago Cubs game. 11 people injured when an escalator malfunctioned, sending six of them to the hospital, five others treated at the ballpark. One official says the escalator's malfunction resulted in an increased downward speed. More details at SRNnews.com.